Just off the road from the A41 into Watford and the village of Leavesden lies the old aerodrome. The aeroplanes were built here in World War II and Rolls-Royce had a factory. But now, something quite different happens here.
Our world has faced no greater threat than it does today. But you can't fight this war on your own, Mr. Potter.
It's here that the 8 Harry Potter films were made, including Deathly Hallows Part 1.
We have infiltrated the Ministry.
You have nothing to fear if you have nothing to hide.
The longer we stay here, the stronger he gets.
I must be the one to kill Harry Potter.
And now Warner Brothers has spent £100 million buying the studios to set up the first base of a major studio in Europe since the war. Josh Berger, president of Warner Brothers UK.
The fact that at the end of the Harry Potter series, after having worked out of Leavesden for the last 10 years, and knowing our future plans, it made sense to make the deal now. The sellers were prepared to sell now. We were prepared to buy, and it just made sense to do it.
It's something David Barron, who produced all 8 Harry Potter films, is very pleased about.
It just feels like home. It has a huge back lot, which is really special, which meant we've been able to do an awful lot of work there that we wouldn't have been able to at Pinewood or at Shepperton. Lovely studios that they are. And it has a huge amount of space. I mean, it's a huge lot. The Warner lot in Burbank is only 104 acres, and ours is about 180 acres. It will be one of the biggest, absolutely.
It's only been a studio since 1995, when production of GoldenEye, the James Bond film, had to move here. So what's it like to work at Leavesden? Nick Moran, who was in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and plays a werewolf in the latest Potter film, says it's an actor's dream.
Oh, it's spectacular. I mean, I spent the last year at Leavesden, and they did an amazing job initially just turning this big old factory and runway into a film studio 10 years ago to make this film. Now, I don't think that they realised it was going to perpetuate into being the biggest franchise of all time and the most successful films has ever been, but this idea that they're going to keep the studio there and it will be revamped, it will be the Pimp My Ride of studios. It will be the best film studio in Europe, if not the world, really.
Jason Isaacs, who starred in Green Zone and Black Hawk Down, says there's something special about the old engine factory.
The film industry is a very superstitious business, and pretty much most of the time, most things go wrong. And the ley lines have obviously met at Leavesden because we've had 10 years of enormous success and making films that the whole world loves to see. And I'm glad that's going to continue, that the place will carry on making films. It would be a travesty if it didn't.
And Tom Felton, who plays Draco Malfoy, the blonde-haired evil schoolboy in the Potter films, says he's glad he spent the last 10 years filming at Leavesden.
It's such a building that's full of charisma, you know, at the moment anyway. It's not the most, you know, preened and great and perfect studio that you may have seen in your life, but it's been the home of such a passionate filmmaking for the last 10 years that it's great to see Warner Brothers backing it and turning it into this what seems to be like an LA film lot. It looks, you know, perfectly clean and it's going to be amazing. So half of me says I'm sad to see the old studio go and make sure that I have a little walk around it and catch up on old memories. And the other half is eternally happy that this great studio is going to continue, you know, for centuries now, which is amazing.
Well, I've walked around the site for a better view of the old factory buildings, now used for filming. They'll be updated in the renovation to include some of the most state-of-the-art facilities in the world, as Alfonso Cuarón, director of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, explains.
There's going to be a mega, mega, mega stage, not unlike the one in Pinewood. Together with that, it has an amazing backlot. It has probably one of the most important water tanks in the film industry in the world. It would be amazing to have one stage for natural light, meaning a stage in which is with glass instead of a roof. So it would be fantastic. It's a serious project, it's very good.
But it's not all about actors. 300 jobs will be created and the 1,500 people who work here at the moment will remain. Barry Meyer, the chairman of Warner Brothers, says it's the talent behind the camera that's attracted them to Leavesden.
Leavesden, and especially the UK, is a great home for our productions. It's very conducive. It has the full support of the government. It provides us with some financial support for what we do. We, in return, do a lot of filming here. We provide employment, jobs, and the other part of it, and I think it's you